The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Erev Shabbos Kodesh is the first day of Chanukah. On Thursday night, we all will be lighting Ner Alev de Chanukah, so it's only natural that this week's share and next week's share as well will deal with different sugyas, different topics, different halachas of Chanukah. Many of the shiurim I've been giving in the past few months are in a way associated with COVID-19, with the corona pandemic, and today's share as well. So we will be discussing some relative questions that came to me in the past week or two associated with the pandemic. So the first question is, we still have many backyard minyanim in the entire Jewish world. In Eretz Yisrael, we have hundreds of minyanim in the public domain. Parks, right up my house, many of you are familiar. There's a little basketball court. It's not a real basketball court. There aren't two baskets, just one little one. And children come and they play hoops. And now, past few months, we have a Nates minion, we have a later minion, we daven Mincha Marav, Shabbos in the middle of the week. It's become a Mokum Tefillah, Baruch Hashem. Outside my house on the top level, we have a minyan, Mincha Marav. It's a very quiet street, and they daven on the sidewalk, and hundreds of minyanim, outdoor space. However, it's becoming cold, and we had some very rainy days. So in many kehillas, in many places, they put up tents to have some warmth, some, you know, cover over your head. So in all those special minyanim, would we light Ner Chanukah? And especially, would we light with a bracha? That is the first question I want to discuss and analyze. So, in Minchas Osher Moedim Chelek Beis, there are many, many sugis regarding Chanukah. And I discussed at great length Mitzvahs Chanukah. Mitzvah Nechal Pesach Beisim Bechutz, Im Hoyadar Ba'aliyah. If he lives upstairs, he doesn't have Pesach Bayis Mabachutz. Chaloy Nesomach Shazam, Bishas Hazakona, Manichoy Al Shulchanoy Vedayoy. So I dealt with the question, Pesach Bayis Mabachutz, is that Ma'akev B'diyeved, or it is only a Din L'chatchila? So I discussed at great length Minig of Chasidim. Chasidim in the entire world, vast majority, are Madlik Nechanukah in the house. One of the doors of the living room, the dining room, Mizuz Miyamin, Nechanukah Mismol, Bala Bais, Betzitzes, Mitzuyetzes, Beemsa, Minigab Yisayim, Biyadayim, even in Eretz Yisrael. So most people in Eretz Yisrael, most from people are Madlik Pesach HaBayis Mibachutz. Why not? After all, we're in Eretz Yisrael. Whom are we afraid of? But many Chassidim light Bifnim. I personally have two Chanukiyos. I light Bifinim, I light Bechutz. Why do I light in the house? That is what my father did. That's what my Rebbe did. And I attach extreme importance to Minag Avos, to Minag Aviseinu Shebiyodeinu. I also have a beautiful big silver menorah, which I received as a chosen, so it's very precious to me. I won't light that outside because people might steal it. But that's not the real reason. The real reason is Minagovos. Why do I light outside? Because I see no reason in the world we shouldn't be Mekayim, the mitzvah, Kedina, the Gemara, Kedina, the Shulchan Aruch. And that definitely is the right thing to do. Persume nisa lebnei reshus harabim. So I make one bracha, and I am moitzi both neiros, both chanukiyos. However, I did discuss, is it ma'akev b'diyeved Pesach Beis HaMabachutz? And I argue it's a machlokes Rambam and the Tur and the Rashba. And the fundamental question is, what is the basic definition of Ner Chanukah? Is it all about Persum and Nisa? Or is it also about Persum and Nisa? Only Persum and Nisa or also Persum and Nisa? But fundamentally, it is a Zechel and Nes. Persum and Nisa, by its very nature, is for others. Zechel and Nes is everyone does a Zechel and Nes for his own self. Perekuf Zayin and Sefer Tehillim is the capital, is the perek from which we learn Arba Tzrichem Lehoidois. It is this perek in Tehillim more than any other that is about gratitude and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when a person is Yotze Mamakom Sakana. And in this perek we have an amazing posuk. Yoidu Lashem Chazdoi V'nifla'oisav Levnei Adam. When a person is zeicha to a miracle, when he is zeicha to the manifestation of Rachamei Shemayim, which is obvious and evident, he has a double obligation. Number one, appreciate. Realize that this is from a Kodesh Baruch Hu and give thanks. Yoidu Lashem Chazdoi. Number two, she is gadel v'yeskadei Shemei Rabo. Niflo isav levnei yodam. Make it known to others. Tell the story of Chasdei Shemayim. Tell the story of miracles. We need miracles. We need to remember them. That is why we have Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim in so many mitzvahs. That is why Chazal were metaken Mikra Megillah and Ner Chanukah Persum and Nisa. That is Niflo Isav Levnei Adam. And the fundamental question is Ner Chanukah only about Niflo Isav Levnei Adam? Or is it also about Yoidu Lashem Chasdei? We will not go over that sugya. I discussed it many times in the past, and it is in Mincha Sosha, Moedim Chelik Beis, in the sugyas of Chanukah. Everybody can look it up and go through it. So I also discussed in my sefer, and in many tshuvas that were not yet printed, could one be madlik Ner Chanukah with a brocha when people get together? And it is very common. Not in the period of COVID-19, but in a normal world, in normal days, people leave their homes, they get together for parties, with families, with friends, organizations, make events, B'nei Ros Chanukah. So many people come together. Would we light with a bracha, Persum and Nisa? Similar question, but from a totally different angle. Some people work in offices, and many of their co-workers are non-frum Jews. So before leaving the office, it's already evening, would you light Ner Chanukah with a bracha? Everybody should have part in mitzvahs Ner Chanukah. So the Shulchan Aruch does bring Tov Reishayin Alef Siv Zayin, Madlikin, Bebotei Knesios, with a bracha. Meshum Persum Einesa. Would that only refer to Bote Knesius or any public place where people get together? So Lubavitcher Chassidim are very active on Chanukah as they are active all year round, doing Kiddush Hashem, bringing people closer to Yiddishkeit, having people enjoy the experience of Yiddishkeit. Could we make a brocha on Ner Chanukah in middle of the street in Manhattan? They say the biggest Chanukah in the world is in Manhattan. I don't know. I didn't check them out. But could one make a bracha? And my psak is no. Would it be right to put on Ner Chanukah? Why not? Why not? You know, make Persum and Nisa. But you can't make a bracha. And we do not find in the Poskim Ner Chanukah with a bracha only either at home, which is the Ikar Mitzvah. Three different options at home, but they're all associated with your home. Pesach meisa mebachutz, chaloi nasomach hushus harabim, manicha yol shalchonoi. In the Rishonim, we find the minig Ner Chanukah bebeis haknesses, but not beyond that. There's an amazing tshuva of the Rambam. And there are three pirushim in the Rambam. Beis Yosef Mogen Avraham, number one. Chayodim, number two. I should be embarrassed to say, Minchas Osher number three. What is it about? Tshuvas Pered Ol Rambam, Kuf Yud Aleph, the Rambam was asked. Mi Sheedlek Nar Chanukah, V'Birech Oleo, V'Yachakach Nizdam Nelo Acheres. He put on Nar Chanukah, and they got another one. Does he need to make another bracha? And the Rambam responds and answers, if when he weighed the first bracha, he had in mind the second hadlaka, no. You could be yotzi many mitzvahs with one bracha. But if when he made the bracha on his first hadlaka, he had no plan to be madlik another, then he needs to make another bracha. What is the Rambam dealing with? What is that other? Beis Yosef Tofresh Ayin Aleph. Mogen Avraham Tofresh Nun Aleph. Not even in Hilchas Chanukah. Tofresh Nun Aleph Siv Kot Nechofei. Their interpretation is, we're dealing with a person that only had one ner. He didn't have enough oil. Didn't have enough psilas. He didn't have enough wicks. He didn't have enough neros. Cups. So he was only Mekayim Nerish HaBeisoy. Then he gets more oil, more wicks, more cups. And he wants to be Mekayim Mahadrin. Mahadrin mina Mahadrin. Does he need to make another brocha? So the Rambam says, if he had in mind, he had a plan. He knew that someone is supposed to bring him more oil and more wicks. Then he doesn't make another brocha. But when he was mad like that first Nerish HaBeisoy, he had no plan of doing another, then he needs to make another brocha. But that does not fit in with the Lashon of the Rambam in Pe'er Ador. Because in the Tshuva in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph in Pe'er Ador, the Rambam says, Hidlik Nereisoy Bebeisoy, Va'acha Kach Nesdamen Lo Bayis Acher, another house. Not additional oil and wicks in his house, another house. Chayodom Kuf Nun Dalet in Hilchas Chanukah has a different interpretation. He says, person was Matik Nechanukah in his home. Then his neighbor asked him, could you do me a favor, walk over to my house and be Matik Ner for me? Be my Shaliach. I won't be home till very late at night and my wife and kids are at home. Could you do it for me? And then, the psak is, if he had a mind with his first brocha, then he wouldn't say another one. But there's a big problem with the chayodah. Because if you are moitzi others, you would say a brocha. You would say a brocha to be moitzi them. It's their mitzvah. It doesn't depend upon the first brocha you said in your house. Unless we say he was asked to be madlik in a house in which there are no people. But if there are no people, there's no chiyuv hadlaka. So we need to say, right now no one is there, but the Baal HaBayis will come there later, so he's Chayev Hadlaka, and you are his Shliach. It's a big doichik to say that's what the Rambam means. Especially the Rambam writes, Choyzer u'madlik u'mevorach afilu meyo po'omim. 100 times. So that same night, 100 people will be calling you and saying, I'm going to be home late. Could you go over to my house and madlik? It's a big doichak. How could the Mughal of Rome say pshat, mahadrim and a mahadrim, if the Rambam writes bata machadrim? Very poshut. We find two different nuschaot in the Rambam. The Beis Yosef and the Mughal of Rome did not have the Pe'er Ador. It wasn't even published in their time. All they were aware of is Abu Darham. Abu Darham, Hilchas Chanukah, Siman Yutes. Abu Darham quotes the Rambam, Achekach Nesdamna Lo Neirois Acherim. That fits in perfectly with the Pshat of the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham. But that would not explain the Nusach HaRambam and Pe'er Ador. Chayodom would fit in with the Rambam and Pe'er Ador, Batam Acherim, but it's a Doichak. I bididi Italia, velav bididi Italia. I want to make this clear. I say, if it would depend on me, and it definitely doesn't depend on me, I'm fully aware of that. I was somewhat embarrassed to say three pshotim, v'shosef mogen avrom chayodam min chasosha, aval kachi darka shul toira. I bididi Italia, I would say pshat. What the Rambam means is, yes, he was a Madlik Nechanik in his home. And he's a lecturer, he's a speaker, he's a rebbe, he's a rabbi. And then he leaves his house, and he's going to go to one place and another place and another place and give a drosha here and speak there. So everywhere he comes in that same night, a filomea pa'omim, if people come together, and it's pesum and issa, he could be madlik with a brocha. I think that's pshat in the Rambam. That's the most reasonable pshat. Is that my psak? Definitely not. Why not? For three reasons. The first obvious reason is, well, it's based on Shuvas HaRambam. But the Beis Yosef, Mogen Avraham, Chai Yodam, had a different interpretation of the Rambam. So many times I say with a touch of humor, sometimes we need to be choishes that the Mincha Sosha isn't right. Not very likely, but you need to take it into account. Maybe he isn't right. And in this case, probably he isn't right, because the Beis Yosef Mogen Avraham Chai Yodam had a different havana, a different interpretation of the Rambam. But even if we would accept my pshat in the Rambam, we don't paskan halachas from Tshuvas HaRambam. We paskan halachas from the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramo and the Nois HaKelim. And nowhere do we find hadlokas nachanake in brocha only bebote knesios. Not any other place where rabbim might converge. So let's talk about it. Lokas nachanako bebeis haknesses. What is the origin and what is the rationale of this minhag? Not found anywhere in Bavli and Yerushalmi. But we do find it in many sources in the Rishonim. Sheboile aleket tanya rabosi, sefer amanig, even before Shea Shas, not many of them. But the Ritfo and the Meiri and Shabbos Daf Chav Gemel, we do find many sources in Rishonim, the Minig Lahadlik Ner Chanukah Bebeis HaKnesses. We also find Rishonim that are unhappy with this Minig. Sheboile Haleket disagrees, and he writes, "I don't understand why. Where this comes from? Everybody lights at home, so why light again with a brocha and Beis HaKnesses?" What amazes me is Tshuvas Maramshik, Yoredei Shin Ayin Dalet. He writes that the Chassam Sofer abstained from lighting Ner Chanukah Bebeis HaKnesses because he was choishes mishum brocha. What I don't understand is, I am sure that they lit Ner Chanukah in the Chassam Sofer shul. After all, it's a shul, Minig Ashkenaz. And everybody, this is a minig which was accepted by Svaradim Ashkenazim, both of Beis Yosef and the Ramo. So yes, Sheboile Aleket disagrees. But he is a yochid bein Arishoinim, not Mamashi yochid, Tanya Rabosi also. But all the other Arishoinim bring this minig. What is more important is, it's the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramo and all the Achroinim. So the Chassam Sofer himself kept away. He let others do it. But if he's choishes lebrocha v'tola, ma beinoy lebein acherim. And why would he be choishes against the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramo? But anyway, yes, it is somewhat of a chiddush, of a questionable minhag. But lechatchila shele barchatchila. That's the psak of Shulchan Aruch, and all the other poskim agree. We are madlik bebeis haknesses. Why? What's the rationale? We will briefly explain six different tamim reasons. The most fundamental one, and that's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Madlikim bebeis haknesses mishum pesum enisa. You already did pesum enisa at home, but it is an additional level of pesum enisa. That's the Meiri, that's the Ritvo. That's the Beis Yosef quoting the Kolbo, and that's the Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch. Persumenis. It's a gewaldige chiddush. Why would we make a brocha on more persumenis? But that is it. That's the Rishonim, that's the Pshat Shulchan Aruch. Bira Gro, as a gewaldige derhera, gewaldige knetch, a big chiddush. Begon says, It is not only Pesul Menissa for the Rabbim, it is Pesul Menissa of the Rabbim, by the Rabbim. And just like the Chiyuv of Pesul Menissa rests on the individual, on the Yochid, it also rests on the Tzibur. So in Mitzvot D'oraisa, we have two concepts, Mitzvot Sar Yochid, Mitzvot Sar Tzibur. The Gaon is Mechadish. The same applies to Pesul Menissa. Every individual, every household does Pesul Menissa in his own domain. Al Pesach Beisoy Mebechutz. But the Tzibur needs to do Pesul Menissa, and that is Nechanek in Shul. And the Gaon ties in this minig with another minig. And that is the minig to say Halal in Shul Beleila Seida. The Beis Yosef, the Sfardim, and Chassidim as well. Say Halal with a Brocha in Shul. That is not Minag Ashkenaz. Each and every one says Halal at home. It's part of a Godesh or Pesach. It's part of the Seder. Yes. But that is the Halal of Yochid. Halal Shalat Sibir is the one we say in Shul. The Gaon says, these two minhagim, the Mechaber Paskins with the Brocha, even though Halal B'Rosh Chodesh is a minig, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Tov Chov Beis Yifei, you say without a Brocha. But these minhagim are different. Pesul Menissa al HaTzibur. Lo rak Pesul Menissa le-Rabim, el Pesul Menissa of the Rabim. That's the Gaon. Number three. Bis Yosef, quoting the Kolboy, it was very common in days of yore that homeless people slept in shuls. And many times people came from other towns, other cities. And there was no one to light for them at home, so it's not Madlikin or Bebeso. And these people resided in shuls. And they have no Ner Chanukah. They have no home, they have no door. It is for them that we light in shul. Number four is somewhat similar to number three, and it is also in the Kolboy. Lohitzi misha einoi boki v'einoi zoriz. In days of yore, there were many ignorant people, many more than we have today. We live in an age of knowledge, the age of information. Most people today are fundamentally learned. Many of them are not very intelligent. Just look around lately. But people are basically learned, especially Jewish people. We don't have the ameratzim of yore. Neither do we have the genius of yore. So in the world of then, there were so many geniuses and iluim. We learned their sforim, we're taken aback. Those were giants. But we also don't have the amaratzim, the ignorance of yore. So, reason number four is, lahoitzi misha einoi boki. Those ignorant people, those amaratzim, they don't know how to light, don't know what to do. They're not familiar with the brochas, so we light in shul for them. Reason number five is, tshuva sarivashtem akuf yudalef, and is also quoted in the Bis Yosef. The minute to light in shul was instituted and established and accepted b'shas ha-gzeira. B'shas ha-sakona manichei ol shalchone v'dayoi. So we couldn't do Pesul Menissa for the Rabbim because it was danger. It was danger. The government, the anti-Semites were out to destroy us and tear us away from our Torah and mitzvahs. And that is exactly what the Gzeiras Yevonim was about. L'shkicham terosecha l'avira mechukir tzedecha. So the Gemara says, so to compensate for the fact that we can't do Pesul Menissa l'Rabim, we do Pesul Menissa in Shul. That's the Rivash. The last reason on my list is Sefer HaManig. Chanukah, Simen Kuf Memches, Sefer HaManig says, the Nes was in Beis HaMikdash. The closest thing we have to a Beis HaMikdash is our shuls and yeshivas. Based on the Gemara Megillat of Chof Tesa Medala, Ve'elohem le'migdash mad b'kol makom asher yavo yisham, or elabot haknesi yisabot ha'midrash shebebavel. Just like we have Shechina in Beis HaMikdash, we have Shechina in shuls and in yeshivas and houses of tefillah and houses of Torah. So that is a zecher le'menorah be'Beis HaMikdash. That's why we light in shuls. So coming back to the question, would we light Ner Chanukah in parks and backyards? Lecha Oira, we should analyze according to which reason. Some of the reasons would apply, others would not. But I think no, it does not depend on the reasoning. It doesn't depend on the rationale. Because if we would be Koveya Minhogan based on the rationale, according to many of the reasons of the explanations that I just briefly mentioned, we should stop this minhag entirely. We don't have homeless people sleeping in shuls. And we don't have ignorance in our shuls. To my terrible dismay, there are millions of Jews that know nothing about Chanukah. They're not familiar with brochas. And it is not only in assimilated Jews in America. This is so disturbing and so painful. There are hundreds of thousands of Israeli youth that know nothing about our heritage, nothing about the Mesodis, nothing about Torah, nothing about mitzvahs. I am deeply involved with Kiddev organizations, with Kiddev activists, and I meet many people, Bali Tshuva, and those that are not yet Bali Tshuva. Some of my children,
Kol Halashon,
are deeply involved in these endeavors. So one of my daughters told me she met a group of students and they asked, when is Chanukah? When? Is it this week? Was it last week? Is it next week? They didn't even know when it is. So there was a survey by some group and they went to non-from schools and they asked kids, what's Chanukah? Why is it called Chanukah? I'm so embarrassed to say. So some of the boys said, Hayevanim chanku et ha-Yehudim. They thought Chanukah is with a kuf and not with a chaf. And lachnok is to strangle. So the kid said, Hayevanim chanku et ha-Yehudim, and that's why we have Chanukah. So it's awful. Yes, there are hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of Jews that know nothing about Chanukah. But the problem is they're not in our shuls. So when we lighten shuls, it's not for them. They're not there. Those that come to our shuls all know about Chanukah. And they all say the brochas on their own. So why do we light? According to the Rivash, there's no reason to light today because there's no Gzeres Malchus. Everybody could make Persum and Nissa. The Menigan says, so as Pesach Beisim Ebechutz. The Menigan Chutzlar says, Chaloina Somech L'Shus Arabin. So why do we lighten shuls? So regardless what the reason of the minig was, Hezaru b'minig avisechem shviyadechem, and this minig is still with us. So coming back to the question, so would we lighten all those minyonim? I differentiate. And I think, this minig is a chidush v'ein l'choboy el chidushoy. We light in shuls, in yeshivas, places where people daven, and places that are defined as shuls, that's the minhag. So yes, for months we've been davening in backyards, in front yards, in public domain, in Israel, public parks, sports places, even some simcha halls that aren't doing simchas. So if you light in any space that is designated for Torah and Tefillah, exclusively for Torah and Tefillah and nothing else, you rented a hall, a simcha hall, you rented a sports arena, a court, you built a tent, and that tent serves for nothing else, just for davening, then yes, that is like a beis knesses and you light with a brocha. But the minyanim in yards, in the public domain, we have been davening there for months, but the moment you finish davening, it serves as a park. It's a parking lot. The moment you finish davening, the cars will be coming in and out. That is not a shul. And therefore, there is no minig of adlokah bebeis haknesses. That is my psak. Another question I wrote about today, and I was asked from far away Toronto, an alman that is alone at home, and he has no chaloina somach l'shus arabim. Previous years, every night one of his children came to be with him by Lukas Nachanaka, to make him happy, to rejoice together. But this year, due to COVID-19, his kids won't be coming, and he will be alone at home. So the question is, if he lights on Zoom, and his kids will be together with him on Zoom, would that be sufficient to make a bracha? So let us briefly discuss what is the halacha when a person is alone with no Zoom. He's alone at home. Would he make a bracha or not? So all the achronim quote the Magen Avraham. Tov reish ayin bey siv kot nevav. Magen Avraham paskens. When you come home, if your family is up, you're madlik with a bracha. If everybody is asleep, wake them up. If you can't, then without a bracha. And from this Magen Avraham, many poskim can learn that if you're not madlik for others, only for yourself, you can't make a bracha. According to this psak, Mr. Alman, Shekodesh Baruch Yisamech et Levavo, would light without a bracha. Unless we paskin that Zoom would be sufficient. But I think he would light with a bracha even without Zoom. So this Magen Avraham seems to be a huge chiddush. What's the difference between him and his wife? Why would he make a bracha just if there's an other person? Why is he not enough for Pesum and Nisa? Is Pesum and Nisa only for others or for himself as well? Going back to the beginning of today's shiur, I spoke about Zeichel and Nisa and Pesum and Nisa. Machloikas and Ambam and Tu, but I think even if we're dealing with Pesum and Nisa, why can't he light for himself? Mikra Megillah and Erech Hanukkah are like two sides of the same coin. Both are mitzvahs derabbanan, both are pesum and nisa. It is poshet kebeyase bekutche keshemesh betzuraim, and if I would be aware of additional expressions of Chazal, I would quote them as well. That you're chayiv a Megillah even if no one is around. You read the Megillah for yourself, so why would Erech Hanukkah be different? I never understood this. Why would Erech Hanukkah be different than Mikra Megillah? And why is your child or your wife more important than yourself, and he could only make a bracha for them and not if you're alone? But besides the difficulty I have, Misvora, and from Megillah, Tofresh, Ayin, Zayin, there's a halacha. Mishenimtza ben agoyim, person is ben agoyim. And this is a question I dealt with many times. I wrote a tshuva to a person that needed to do business in China. And he's out there in China. He's not aware of any Jew where he is staying. Does he say a brocha or not? So the Shulchan Aruch paskens, Mishenimtza ben agoyim, afal pi shemadlikin olav bebeisoy, he needs to be madlik ner Chanukah because he needs to see ner Chanukah. And therefore he's madlik ner Chanukah with a brochas, afal pi shemadlikin olav bebeisoy. Mishnah Berurah on the spot quotes the Pri Chodesh, the Bir Agro. They ask, Stir and Shulchan Aruch, Tofresh, I involved the Shulchan Aruch Baskins. Medlik and Ola Bebeisa, he doesn't say Birchas Aroya. And Shara Tzion, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mama Mordechai. He differentiates. If you see, you don't have to light. But if you don't see, you have to light. You have to light in order to see. And if you light, you say all the Bruchas. But what is beyond doubt, from this halach and tofrei shayin zayin, you're alone. All the others are going. But you still have the mitzvah of adlokas ner Chanukah with a brocha. So how come the Magen Avraham tofrei shayin beis doesn't deal with tofrei shayin zayin? That would be a meridike kash. The Chai Odom, Kuf Nun Dalet Siv Kot Nyutas, and the Mishnah Berurah quoting this Magen Avraham, Siv Kot Nyut Aleph, Tofrei Shayin Aleph. Their understanding is that the reason one cannot make a bracha if his family members are asleep is because, just like in the days of yore, La'acha shekol tzaregel men ashuk, there was no more mitzvah. And they were madlik b'chutz. So our minig is la'adlik b'fnim, and we do pesu menesa for the b'nei bais, and therefore When they are asleep, there is no more mitzvah. Ofarani tachas kapas legleim, but I think this is a mistake. We paskin, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in accordance to the tour, that you could make a brocha ad alois ha-shacha. So this statement, in their days, la'acha shekol tzaregel menashuk, there was no mitzvah, is not correct. That's shittas ha-Rambam. But it's not the shit of the tour. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins accordance to the tour, that we make a brocha all night. It seems to be that the Chaya Odom assumed, and the Mishnah Berurah followed in his footsteps, that the opinion of the tour that we could make a brocha all night is based on the fact that we are madlik bifnim, and we have pesum and isra b'nei bayit, but that cannot be. Because the tour says, lo kedivrei Rambam, I disagree with the Rambam. The Rambam says, la'acha shekol tzaregel manashuk, you can't light. In the days of the Rambam, where the Rambam lived, there was no minig lahadlik bifnim. The Rambam doesn't bring this minig. The Rambam only brings Pesach Abayis Mebechutz. And if the Tur's Psak is based on the fact that we are Madlik Bifnim, then there's no Mechloikis Tur and Rambam. Why does the Tur say, Lo Kedivrei Rambam? So it is clear that the opinion of the Tur, we could be Madlik Ad Alois HaShacha with a Brocha, is not based on the fact that our family members are at home and they are up. No. It's based on the understanding that Ner Chanukah is about Zeichel and Nes, and not only about Pirsum and Nisal Rabim. The same the Bis Yosef. Bis Yosef paskins like the Tur. Ad Alois HaShacha with a Brocha. The Bis Yosef does not bring the Minig of Adloka Bifnim, only the Ramo brings it. B'mkoymoy u'bizmanoy shel Bis Yosef, everyone was madlak al Pesach Abayis mibachutz. And Afropikan he paskins like the Tur. And therefore, to explain the psak of the Mogel Avraham, just like in their days, la'acha shekol tzoregel menashuk, there was no persum menisa, you didn't make a brocha. So in our days, if there's no persum menisa, l'bnei ma'is, you don't say, that's not correct. In their days, they did say a brocha, af la'acha shekol tzoregel. So why would it be different if your family members are asleep? I think the kavan of the Mogel Avraham is different. Not like the Chayodim and the Mishnah Berurah. The Mogel Avraham starts off and he wonders, L'choyretz ha-machloikis Rambam in Tur, whether one could make a brocha li'acha shekol zalegel manashok, sofet brochas lahokal. So why does the Shulchan Aruch paskin that you could make a brocha li'acha shekol zalegel ad alois ha-shachar, if it's a machloikis Rambam in Tur? And then the Mogel Avraham brings the Marshal. The Marshal says, ad chatzois. But the Mogel Avraham says, Hagos Maimonio, he says, Afilo Leacha Chatzois, calls man Shebnei Abayis are up. So the Mogel Avraham actually means to say, if it would depend on me, I would say, Leacha Shekol Tzaregem Shugri can't make a brocha. Or at least Leacha Chatzois. But the Hagos Maimonio says, you could, because your family is up. And therefore, if your family is asleep and it's only you, don't make a brocha. So in my understanding, the Mogen Avraham only is relevant late at night. La'achar hazman. But when a person is madlik be'ikar hazman adloka shetiknu chazal, even if he's alone and no one else is there, poshut that you say a brocha. That is the din of Tofrei Shayin Zayim Yishinim Tzeben Agoyim. So anybody that is madlik Be'ikar zman halacha. And there are different menhagim. According to the Gra, the Litvish Oilam by Shkia, Chasidim Tzeisa Kechol. Some Chasidim Rabbeinu Tam. And then you have a half hour. In my Tshuvas, I argue that Bisman Azeh, it's more than a half hour because there is nightlife. And I don't mean Chas V'Sholem, their nightlife. We have nightlife. And an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours after the Shki, after Tzeisek Echovim, people run to Kollel Erev, they go to Shiurim, they go to visit their parents, the wife's parents. They're out there. So it's still Pirsum Enisa. The Mogen Avraham is only relevant. A person comes home very late at night and everyone is asleep. It is then that the Mogen Avraham says, If everyone is asleep, you can't make a bracha. So Pliny Elmaini, if he's madlik bizman, he could make a bracha without Zoom, without anything. But I do think, even it would be late at night, Zoom might enable to make a bracha, even according to the Magen Avraham. Minchas Osha on Corona. This is a sefer that is expected to be out in the market very soon. It's an amazing sefer. It's going to be about 600 pages. More than 150 tshuvas that I wrote just in this period, spanning what an unbelievable spectrum of sugis, and some letters and shmusim of chizuk as well. So one of the tshuvas is about Berchas HaGaimel, person recovered from COVID-19, and it was at the height of the pandemic when no one came, and he was all alone, and he couldn't have a minion. So Berchas HaGaimel, Lechatchil, Yenir HaSoro, and I paskened. Regarding Dovish Shebekdusha, when you need to be Metzaraf a minion, Zoom is irrelevant. A minion must be together. They must see and hear each other physically, directly, not through technology. However, Berchas HaGaimel, it's not a Dovish Shebekdusha. It's not a minion. You just need a soro to be makayim the posak v'yaroi memuhu b'kahal am. You need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu together with 10 people. And maybe in this halacha, Zoom would be sufficient. After all, 10 people are hearing you, they're seeing you. So maybe the same regarding Ner Chanukah. It's about persumenis, it's not about a minyan. You don't need a minyan. According to the Magen Avraham, late at night, you need someone. You need to do Persum Anissa. This is Persum Anissa, after all. So regarding Berchas HaGaimel, it all depends on listening. So the telephone would be enough. Regarding Nechanek, it's about seeing. So Skype, Zoom, any other technology, maybe would be good enough. But in our case, when a person is madlik bismanoi, he could make all the brochas, even though he is all alone, kach nelani zdaiti. So today, we spoke about two relevant questions that are associated with this magefa, with this pandemic, but we also touched upon some of the most fundamental yesoides in Ner Chanukah Bechlal. So it's interesting that the Mechaber doesn't bring the option of Nerisha Beisoi, and the Shulchan Aruch Tov Reishai and Aleph goes directly to Mahadran Min HaMahadran, and he skips Nerisha Beisoi. I explained in my Sforum, Kiblu Aleihem Choiva. But why is that? Sefer HaRakeach was one of the early Hasidei Ashkenaz. Simen Reish Chof Hei in Hilchos Chanukah, he writes an amazing thought. Mahadran and a Mahadran, throughout the days of Chanukah, light 36 candles. What is 36? Lamed Vov Shois, that the Or HaGonuz was Mishamesh B'Yoylam. The concealed light. The light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created when he said, Vayehi Oyer, Vayar Elokim Esuor Ki Toiv. That preceded the sun and the moon. That is a light that is above and beyond the realm of our perception, understanding. It is a light that preceded the sun. It doesn't emanate from the sun. And that light was concealed. Adam HaRishon enjoyed that light 36 hours. Which 36 hours? Where does that come from? The Rekeach doesn't quote, but it's Yerushalmi Brochas Nun Dalad Amid Beis. Adam HaRishon was created Friday morning. Mitzoy Shabbos, the Or was Nignaz. So he had the privilege of enjoying this or this light, 36 hours. And those are the 36 Nedas of Chanukah, Mahadran, Min HaMahadran. Is that coincidence? 36, 36? Or is there substance in this idea? There is substance. Gzeres HaYavonim was Lashkicham Terusecho. The Nes Chanukah was about the preservance of Torah, the salvage of Torah and Beis Yisrael. Where was that light concealed? Medrash Tanchuma, Parshas Noach, Nignas B'Toira. For whom? La'amelei Toira b'yoyim av olayla, she'b'shvilam ho'oylam kayam. So the Medrash Tanchuma says it was concealed, but not totally concealed. It was hidden and concealed. La'amelei Toira she'b'alpeh b'yoyim av olayla, she'b'shusam ho'oylam ha'imeid. Zoyra Kodesh in Truma, Parshas Truma in Zoya, Kuf Memches Omud Beis. The Zoya goes beyond that and says, if this light would be totally concealed, the world cannot have a Kiyum. The world would go back to Toyu Vavayu. It would evaporate in an instant. However, that light, wherever there is a ben Torah, the toils in Torah, whenever and wherever he may be, there is a keren or a beacon of light that goes out of the Oragonus and lights his path, lights up his eyes, his mind, his heart. So the Tanchuma says, "Ha'or nignas la'mele toresh shebeschus and oelam kayim," and the Zohar explains, "Yes, the world cannot exist without the Aragonas. And whenever, wherever, a ben Torah is omel b'Torah l'shma, he is zoicha to the Aragonas. So the Aragonas is also mitnotzetz." In the Neiros of Chanukah. We find this idea in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. Imre Pinchas, the Pinchas Makoretz, was one of the great disciples of the Baal Shem Tov. B'nei Asoscha Chodesh Kislev, Talmidav. They quote this idea in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, and they don't bring neither the Zohar nor the Tanchuma. Rab Chaim Avalazhin brings it twice. His introduction to Shnois Eliyahu of the Gra and Asaf Shaar Aleph and Nefesh HaChaim. As I quoted, it's in the Zoya and a Medrash Tanchuma. Kada Kemech Rabbeinu Bachye, and Kada Kemech is an amazing sefer. The structure is encyclopedic. The letters of the Aleph Beis. Ois Ches Chanukah, Kada Kemech says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the Posuk says, V'terei Seki Toiv. And Chazal say, Nesmala habayis kuloi oiro. What was that light? Was it the light of the sun? Well, if it was day and the window was open, it should have been light before Moshe was born. If it was at night, where did that light come from? Remeinu Bachye and Kada Kemech says that was the Oragonus. Nothing to do with the sun. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was noisein hatoiro. He was an infant, he was a baby, he was just born. But Moshe and Torah are one and the same. Zichru Torah's Moshe Avdi, Asher Tzivesi B'chayrav. Very last Perek of Nevi'im. Last Perek in Malachi, he was the last Navi. Torah's Moshe Avdi. Nesmala Bayis Kuloi Oiro, that is the Or HaGonos. So it should be no wonder. The Talmidei Abel Shem Tov, Imre Pinchas, Bnei Asoscha say, Lamed Vav Neiros, also coincide with another Lamed Vav. If we would be sitting right now on Beis HaMedrash, and I would be seeing you, and you would be seeing me personally, I would challenge you, and I would ask. So the Baal Shem Tov's Talmidim say, Lamed Vav, Neiros Chanukah Keneged Lamed Vav, which one? I'm sure everybody would shout out, Lamed Vav Tzadikim. What would you expect of the Talmid of Shem Tov? You know, Hasidus is all about Tzadikim. No. What they say is not Lamed Vav Tzadikim. So which Lamed Vav? Lamed Vav Mesechtes of Shas Bavli. And that's amazing. Because if the Tanchuma says the light was concealed, La'amelei Torah Shebalpeh B'yoyim Ovalaylo, If the Zaya says, whenever a person is Omel Betaira, a Keren Or goes out from the Oregonos to light him. Omel HaTaira is manifested Be'ikar in Talmud Bavli, in Gemara. Everything starts from the Gemara. All the Paiskim start from Gemara. So Lamed Vav Neiris are also connected Lamed Vav Mesechtas. And when I sit and I look at my Neiris Chanukah, I try to imagine that I'm seeing, yes, this is the light of Sevochim and this is the light of Menachas. This is Bava Kama and this one is Bava Basra. This one is Shabbos and this one is Brochas. And those Neiris are so beautiful. They're beautiful because they shine with the Or HaGanus. They shine with the Oyer of Torah, of Omel HaTorah, of Simchas HaTorah. So Neis Chanukah is all about Torah. The decree, the Gzeru was Lashkichum Terasecha. And the war waged by Matisyo Ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hashmonai VeBono was all about the salvation of the spirit, of the neshama, of Nishmas HaYahadus. Because unlike Haman, unlike the Romans that were out to destroy and annihilate and kill, that wasn't the plan of the Greeks. Their plan was Lashkicham Terosecho Laviram Achuker Etzenecho. So the Neis was the salvation of Torah. So it should be no wonder that Neiris Chanukah are Oir Torah. Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. So let us rededicate our efforts to Omer HaTorah. And let's hope we will all be Zeicha to the Or HaGanus. Shenignas B'Torah La'amele Torah. B'yoyim uvalaylo shebeschusan u'oylam oymed. Yet also we should be zoicha b'korah b'yomeinu to see the Kohen Gadol. Meitu v'mad l'kasaneiris b'menoris amora. Be'beis ha-migdash, be'bias goyel tzedek, b'mheiro v'yomeinu amen.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.